It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
James 1, 22 through 25 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives us freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Glory to God. You know, I can remember growing up as a child and being told by either my mother or father to do something that I didn't do. Or we were in what one of them deemed a teachable moment of which I was there, but wasn't really listening. More often than not, something would happen in the vein of what either of them tried to tell me. And they'd say, "See, if you would have only listened to me, perhaps I wouldn't have had to fall hard and learn a lesson." It is here in this passage James instructs us that if we have only been present to hear God's word but not act upon it, we don't deceive anyone but ourselves. And there is such profundity in this one statement alone. Many times when we want to portray as if we've got it all together and living by the word of God and we really aren't, we try to deceptively put on for others. But James suggests it is really ourselves we deceive and not others. This is because there is so much power in the gospel, but when we only hear but do not do, we have robbed the gospel of the power it has to change us from the inside out. Glory to God. The fact that we don't use the power of the gospel in our own lives does not by any means convey that the gospel has no power. It is that we've simply decided not to allow the power therein to be made flesh in our lives by way of our hearts, attitudes, and actions. Jesus was often referred to as teacher in the New Testament, not to diminish his divinity, but because in those ancient times, the people were accustomed to hearing from teachers. The fundamental difference in the teaching of Jesus was that he did not teach to be heard alone, but for the hearers to become disciples based on the power of the message he shared. In other words, the close of the sermon is not really the close of the sermon. The hearer has sat for however long to hear the word of God. Now the hearer must do the word by responding to the word that was preached. It amazes me sometimes the means of which we must receive the word in order to respond. Some people must cry before they respond. Others must hear a preacher hoop and grab his ear before they respond. Then there are some who don't want anything deep or intricate. They just want a feel-good message in which to respond. But we must realize the word is the word, is the word, is the word, regardless of how we feel it must hit us in order for us to respond. Hebrews 3:15 says, "The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart." Don't feel you need to have an emotional experience or that you need anything more. All we need to respond to the word is to first hear the word. The great Charles Spurgeon said it this way: "I fear we have many such in all congregations, admiring hearers, affectionate hearers, attached hearers, but all the while unblessed hearers because they are not doers of the word." It is the application of the word that allows us to stay in right standing with God, not the hearing alone. People who are enamored with the fact that they go to church often miss the power of doing the word. The fact that you go is a good indication that you hear, but hearing must become doing in order to accomplish what God has sent the word to do. Psalm 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them. He rescued them from their grave." The word of God does. Glory to God. The metaphor used here, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. The mirror here in the text speaks of man's ability to look into the mirror and see his or her sinful nature and not want to do a thing to change it. The mirror in our lives must be the word of God that reflects his truth. It reflects the truth about God and the truth about us that must be subjected to that of the first, the truth of God. James goes on to say, the one who does the word, they will be blessed. You know, I used to say to myself, my walk with God could be so much better if I could just deal with this one thing. And I'm sure that is true for many of us. For some of us, it might be the things we say. For others of us, it might be the things we act upon. God has given us all that we need to do the word. We've got to simply remove self and just do it. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us not just to be hearers of your word, but doers. For as James lets us know, when we are doers of your word, we will be blessed. Help us not pick and choose what we will and what we will not do in your word. Help us to accept and do the whole thereof. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk with you again on Monday. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.